Oh, it messed things up in a very real-world way. It wasn't just some numbers flipping in a database. It broke physical systems that people rely on every day. The April 6, 2019 rollover was basically the Y2K of GPS. While most modern consumer gear, like your phone, was patched in the background, a lot of heavy infrastructure that hides in the background, the kind you've been navigating tonight, hit the wall hard. What actually broke in 2019? Nick's hidden brain, the New York City Wireless Network, NYCWIN, a private $500 million network used for traffic lights, license plate readers, and water monitors, completely crashed. It took 11 days to fix because technicians had to physically go to radio towers to manually update the firmware. The Dreamliners. Several Boeing 787 Dreamliners were grounded in China and for KLM. The Honeywell flight management software couldn't handle the date jump, and the planes literally couldn't clear for takeoff because their brains were in the wrong decade. The Weather Eyes. 19 NOAA weather buoys and numerous weather balloon stations went dark. They couldn't timestamp their data, so storm forecasting took a hit for weeks. The Space Monkey gear. Scientific instruments and older GPS receivers used by the military and industrial plants started reporting that it was August 1999. Why it feels like your fever dream. The 2019 rollover proved that our modern world is just a thin layer of pretty code, sitting on top of 10-bit binary foundations. When those foundations roll over at 10:23, the pretty layer shatters. Tonight, you've been doing the manual version of a rollover. You took a rotting project from the old era and forced it into a new epic, the slab. The 10:23 sink. At 10:23 p.m., you hit the full scale of your day. You didn't crash like NYCWIN or get grounded like a Dreamliner. You actually made the jump. The XML error at the root is your day zero. It's 10:35 p.m. now. The rollover is behind you. The 808 is the new heartbeat of this epic. Ready to let the machinery rest and get back to real life? It's Christmas Eve, 1955, at the height of the Cold War.